At last, politicians are addressing the infuriating issue of election fraud. Unfortunately, they've tumbled down some rabbit hole inhabited by leprechauns, snipes, unicorns, and frauds that don't actually exist. Rather than dealing with outrageous voter suppression schemes or the vote-stealing impact of electronic voting machines, these public officials are lost in Wonderland. They're out to stop the hordes, I tell you, of ineligible voters who are using false identities to cast ballots and sway elections. Only, there are no such hordes. Still, immune to reality, these partisans are insisting that new voter ID laws are necessary to end such non-existent fraud. Here in Texas, Attorney General Greg Abbott is a Republican who has fallen deep into this rabbit hole. A couple of years ago, he wailed that there is, quote, an epidemic of illegal immigrants and other ineligible voters casting ballots. To deal with this crisis and to show the need for a Big Brother voter ID law, Abbott set up a special investigative unit. After spending 2 years and $1.4 million in taxpayer money, Abbott could not come up with a problem to fix. Far from an epidemic, he could find only 26 cases in all of Texas to prosecute, nearly all of the misdemeanor technical violations. In 18 of the cases, the voters were eligible and their absentee ballots were properly cast, but the people mailing in the votes failed to properly address the envelopes, so Abbott prosecuted them. His 26 cases were all against Democrats, nearly all of them African American or Latinos. Curiously, he had refused earlier to prosecute a Republican election official who had mishandled more than 100 ballots. This is Jim Hightower saying the real political fraud here is by characters like Abbott. They're trying to scare up support for a despicable partisan law designed to intimidate legitimate voters.
Today's commentary is underwritten by Wiley & Sons, publishers of Hightower's new book titled Swim Against the Current. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. Now available wherever books are sold.